Good evening, Mark. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine, Cheryl. How's it going?
It's going very well. Very well indeed. It was a bit of a damp day, but that sure didn't dampen the spirits of a celebration today, under a tent, notably. For the Board of Water and Light's new power plant project, we're kicking it off now, aren't we?
Absolutely. You know, I thought Mayor Brunero said it very well in his speech to the crowd. You know, it was very soggy out there, he said, but it really was a bright day for the city of Lansing and for us particularly at the Board of Water and Light. We've been working on this for a couple of years, and to have a groundbreaking like this for a big new power plant and office building, we're just so excited. We're just really ready to get started.
Well, and we started with turning of some soil today, didn't we? Or mud, as it were.
Well, as a matter of fact, it was sand, so it wasn't mud. Although it could have been if we'd waited too long. Yeah, we were very fortunate to have Governor Snyder with us, as well as, of course, Mayor Brunero, I mentioned, and Peter Larker, general manager. And so, yeah, we were able to do the ceremonial turning of the dirt. But I think what was really more important for the Rio Town residents who were there, as well as BWL employees, it really did signal the official beginning of a partnership in Rio Town. We're looking for great things to happen, not just with our facility, but for that entire neighborhood. We're really excited about that.
Well, and I was going to take off in that direction next. The residents who were there, and we've heard from residents in the past, they're excited to have this there. They're excited about the energy and what it will bring to the area as well in terms of revitalization, for sure.
Absolutely. You know, Rio Town has seen some great ups and, unfortunately, some down periods. The ups have been, you know, probably several decades ago when it was the site of the Rio Auto Factory and when it really was a vibrant part of Lansing. It's not so much now, but the really cool thing, and I have to give credit to the people there, not really to the BWL in this case, but to the people there, they have recently just You just really sense this energy. People are moving into the neighborhood. They're expending their what they call sweat equity into the place. You see art galleries and other things going on. So there's a real sense that they are reinventing Rio Town, and we just want to be a part of it.
Well, you're going to be a big part of it. Tell us about the plant itself and why it's so innovative and how it's going to operate.
Well, it's called a combined cycle cogeneration plant, which is a fancy way of saying you take one fuel source, which is natural gas, and we're going to be making both electricity and steam at the same time. And I would have to say probably for us it's very important because it's the first time we're going to be using natural gas to generate electricity. And that's quite unique for us. In fact, it's the first time for us and somewhat unique in the state of Michigan. Combined cycle, which means that you're actually going to be making two utilities out of one, is very unique in Michigan. In fact, I believe Governor Snyder said today it's the first time in Michigan it will be done. So what does that mean for the environment? Well, for us, it means that there will be a 50% reduction in greenhouse gases compared to what we do now to produce steam. And that's pretty significant, we think. And to look at it in more concrete terms, it's 139,000 tons of coal a year less that we will be burning in order to generate electricity. So that's pretty significant.
Well, it's very significant. I like the way you said 50 to make sure we got that number right. It's very significant. It's big strides in the right direction, being more efficient and more green, as it were.
Yep, absolutely. So it's obviously better for the environment. I mean, Peter Lark, our general manager, said it well today. I mean, this is not your father's power plant. This is going to be something that's different for the city of Lansing and, frankly, for our region. And we think it's going to be a real, something to shoot for other utilities in the state of Michigan.
And what is it replacing? It's replacing the old steam plant?
It's replacing what's called the Morse Park Steam Plant, which is about a 60-year-old plant that produces steam in order to heat the state of Michigan offices, downtown Lansing, as well as many, many other office buildings. So that's going to replace that. But at the same time, we're going to use the same fuel to make electricity. So again, we're weaning ourselves away from coal, and we're doing that with natural gas and at the same time producing steam. And I hope I'm not jumping on your lines here, Cheryl, but I also have to throw in the historical aspect of this, which is something that we think is pretty significant and unique among utilities. We're taking an old depot that's seen better days, and we're going to resurrect it, basically. We're going to restore it. It's about 107, 108 years old. Been around a long time. It's seen better days. If something weren't done to it, it would probably fall down in the next few years. We're going to bring it back to the way it was around the turn of the 20th century.
Well, and of course, we're talking about a lot of construction jobs in the process, so it's a win-win.
Absolutely. 1,000 jobs or more downtown, or I should say in Real Town, over an 18-month period, which we think is obviously helpful to the local economy. And then when it's all done, we're going to be relocating 180 BWL employees to their to that site. So we think that's going to be another shot in the arm for Real Town.
Well, it's all good news. Mark, I thank you for spending a few minutes with us tonight to catch us up on the latest, and look forward to talking with you as the process moves along.
Thanks so much, Cheryl.